way to start our new year, singing about a way maker and about building our life on the love of God. Well, happy new year, Mosaic. I trust and pray that your 2024 is off to a great start. So whether you're a person who sets resolutions, or whether you're a person who maybe has a word for the year, or maybe you're one of those people who's sworn off all of that because you are tired of failing, I want to tell you this morning that God has plans for you. God has plans for you. Amen? God has plans for you. And as long as you have breath in your lungs, God has plans for you. He has a purpose for you. And I know that there are people who are listening today who maybe that's the only word you needed today, was that God has a purpose and a plan for your life. And we're going to talk a little bit about that. And one of the ways that we lean into every new year here at Mosaic is we find a passage that we can kind of hang on to for the whole year. We maybe don't teach it throughout the year, but we start the year, we kind of reinforce it throughout the year. And that's what we want to do again today, because it helps us set our attention on the Father and what He has for us each year. We combine that with 21 days of prayer and fasting. And so last year it was John chapter 15, verse 5 through 11. This year it's going to be Ephesians chapter 3, verse 14 to 21, specifically verse 20 to 21. And so before we jump into that, though, I want to give you the big idea for today. And we're really leaning into the 5% life. Next Sunday, we begin our prayer series. And Monday, tomorrow, if you're watching this on Sunday, tomorrow begins 21 days of prayer and fasting. And that will go through the 28th of this month. So it's January 8th. Through Sunday, January 28th. And we've got a bunch of resources available on the website. We want to encourage you to go over to the website, go to 21 Days of Prayer and Fasting, and there's tons of resources. Also, when you come back next Sunday, in the lobby, we have two resources available for you. One is the fasting practice from Practicing the Way. It's a little booklet, super helpful to help you in journaling and walking in your fast through these 21 days. It has recommendations as well. And then the prayer practice book from Practicing the Way as well. And this is going to help you lean into prayer throughout the 21 days of prayer and fasting. So we want to encourage you to do that. We're going to have a couple other new things that are coming this year. What used to be the old sound booth, we are turning into a room for prayer. So before service, after service, a space where you can go and pray. You pray with a pastor, you pray by yourself, and we want to make that available throughout the week as well. And it's just a house of prayer room. We want to make this room available where you could come and pray at this building. And so we want God's house to be a house of prayer like He's called us to. And then the second thing is we're going to be doing quarterly house of prayer worship nights, where we worship, we sing together, and we pray. And so our first one is going to be coming up January 31st. Mark your calendar. It's a Wednesday night. We'll be promoting it throughout the month of January. But we want to have these quarterly where we come back together, we pray, we worship together, and we seek the face of God. And so I just want to encourage you as we step into this new year to really lean into your walk with God. Our big idea for today is this: He will do abundantly more. God will do abundantly more. That's what this passage, Ephesians chapter 3, verse 14 through 21, is all about. It's about God doing abundantly more. Not you, not your friends, not your spouse, not your kids. God doing abundantly more. I said this to a couple people, that I believe that this year is going to be one of those years we look back and say, wow, God did that. Wow, God did that. We got so many things to look forward to in terms of purchasing the building and finishing up the campaign. And I believe that this season is about, wow, God did that. And I feel like this passage really helps us to lean into that. So let's look at Ephesians chapter 3, verse 14 through 21. I want to encourage you to grab a copy of the scriptures, a real Bible if you have one. If not, grab your phone and turn to Ephesians chapter 3, verse 14 through 21. This is Paul's prayer for the church at Ephesus. He says this, "For this reason I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named, that according to the riches of his glory, he may grant you to be strengthened with power through his Spirit in your inner being." Man, what a way to start 2024, to be strengthened in your inner being. And then he gives us a so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may have strength to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and the length and the height and the depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Man, if we could have that, just that, to know the love of God and be filled with the fullness of God, what could God do in 2024? Verse 20, "Now to him." So you can look at all that list and say, man, I got to do this. I got to pull up my bootstraps and fix myself and complete my resolutions and be disciplined, right? Discipline equals freedom, right? We could be like all of those types of things. But what does he say? "Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly than all we can ask or think, according to the power at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen." God, would you help us in these few moments that we have together to lean into this passage and to see how we can live the 5% life, how we can spend time with you, intimately following you, how we can prioritize the gathering, how we can prioritize living in community, and we can be sent out to go, to live on mission. God, would you show that to us today, that you are a God who will do abundantly more. It's in your name we pray. And everybody said in your living room, amen. So we all need and must be connected to God. But at times it can feel like a strain. It can feel difficult to do that. It can feel like an impossible task to connect with God. But we are here as followers of Jesus, people who are meant to be connected to God. We were designed to be connected to God. But what does that really mean, that we're followers of Jesus? What does it mean to be a disciple or an apprentice of Jesus? Well, we say this all the time here at Mosaic, and we come back to this every new year. It means three simple things. It means to be with Jesus. Right there in your living room, just say that. Be with Jesus. That's about intimacy. It's about becoming like Jesus. Say that right there in your living room. Becoming like Jesus. And then number three, it's doing what Jesus did. You can say that. Doing what Jesus did. That's what it means to be a disciple of Jesus. It means to orient your life around those three things. To be with Jesus, to become like Jesus, and to do what Jesus did. But just like we started last year, the question is, how do we do that? How do we make that become a reality in our lives? What are some practical steps that we can take that will help us become that kind of follower of Jesus? Well, that's what the 5% life is all about. These four things that we looked at last year and we begin this year again with is the outcome of what will help us advance God's kingdom. It's about God time. You can see this graphic up on the screen behind me or on your television. You see this. It's about God time, time spent daily alone in fellowship with God. We encourage each and every person to spend at least 1% of your day. That's 15 minutes. Maybe you've been spending more time with God than that, and so we would encourage you to add 15 minutes to your walk with God, to spend time daily alone in fellowship with God. Number two, it's gather time, time spent weekly in the worship, gathering with your church family. This is 1% of your week, so roughly an hour and a half a week spent gathering with the people of God. This is how we're going to see even some of this text come alive this morning and how these things are going to come about. Paul says to the saints, right? Gathering is how you become a fully devoted follower of Jesus. It's a piece of that. Number three, group time. Time spent consistently in community with a small group. We have lots of small groups, and we want to connect you to one. And as you come back this coming Sunday, we want to encourage you to look at our community groups wall, to speak to Pastor Joel and see how you could get connected to a community group. But we also have men's ministry and women's ministry and discipleship groups. These are all ways that we live in community, and we invest in group time. And then lastly, we really saw some momentum this particular last year with Go Time, where we are spending at least 7 days in our calendar year. That's 2% of your year living on mission, going on mission. Some of you went to Manchester, England. Some of you went with us on our mission trip to help Pillar Church of Norfolk get started. Some of you helped out on the walking mall with our various outreach events. Some of you helped with backyard Bible clubs. All of these are go time events. You see, all of these things are investments. And that's how you build a relationship, is through consistent investment. You see, the Christian life is nothing less than the life which Christ lived then, now lived in you. And that's how we live this 5% life. So let's dive into this rally cry passage for 2024, and let's see exactly what it is that God has for us. Let's lean into how these verses will help this idea of God doing abundantly more become a reality in our lives. We see what God wants to do abundantly more starts with God time, by spending time with God. Look at what Paul says in verse 14. He says, for this reason. Now, he has laid out this whole argument. I'd encourage you, if you get a few minutes today while you're enjoying the snow and the ice, I want to encourage you to read through the book of Ephesians, Ephesians chapter 1, 2, and 3, and see why it is that he begins to say what he says. But he says this, for this reason, I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named. You see, I love how this text starts, because he bows his knees before the Father. This is why we start 21 days of prayer and fasting at the beginning of the year, because this is the best way to start the beginning of the year, bowing our knees before the Father. See, if you want the outcome of God doing abundantly more, it's going to flow out of intimacy with Him. If you want to see God do abundantly more, it's going to flow out of intimacy with Him. Before God wants to do something with you, He wants to do something in you. He wants to be intimate with you. Before He's ever going to send you across the world, across the neighborhood, across the city of Winchester, across the Shenandoah Valley, He's going to first do something in you. Do you see that? Do you see that this morning? Do you hear that? Isn't that freeing? That you don't have to earn God's acceptance. He wants to intimately be involved with you and then do things through you. You see, the strength and power that you and I need comes from the same way that Jesus got it. It was being intimate with the Father. And so Paul is modeling that for us. He says he bows his knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named, that according to the riches of his glory. You see that? God's riches are brought to you to do something in you. And it starts with God time. Paul says that this strength happens in your through his spirit in your inner being. And he gives us so that. He says you need this to be strengthened with the power through his spirit in your inner being so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. This all happens by you spending time with God intimately. Clyde Cranford said this. He says, if we do not fix our hearts on God in the morning, they will fix on the first thing that comes along. When temptation comes, our hearts will fix on that and we will sin. Or when an opportunity comes along that may not be God's will, our hearts will fix on that opportunity. Then if we go to God at all, we will go not for guidance, but permission. There is a vast difference between the two. You see, I think that's where many of us live. We live in this tension of, should I give into that? Should I give into this? Does God want me to do this? And the answer for that is intimate time with the Father, spending time daily with Him. I want to ask you a question this morning before we move on to gather time. What would it look like for you to increase your intimacy with God by 1% this year? What would it look like for you to increase your intimacy with God by 1%? Is that 15 more minutes? Just 15 more minutes. I started this year by getting up early, 5 a.m. I am not an early morning person. I know that's hard to believe. You're like, every pastor is an early morning. I am not an early morning person. I'm a late at night person. But I wanted to start this year challenging myself to spend the first couple hours alone with God, learning, growing, leaning in, being a busy person with four kids. I got to get up before they do to be able to do that. And so I've been spending from 5 to about 6:30 praying, reading God's Word, taking a course on the book of Jonah. I can't tell you how much this has done for me already in just 1 week. Imagine what God could do abundantly more in a whole year by spending time with Him. You see, the truth is this. I know that God can do abundantly more through that. Through that. And the 21 days of prayer and fasting is a way to kickstart your year, 2024, in God time. So all of our energy, all of our resources, all of our activity around the life of Mosaic is going to be focused January and February on God time. I want to encourage you to lean in. I want to encourage you to spend time with God. So God is going to do abundantly more in 2024 through God time, but number two, through gather time, by spending time in worship with God's family. Let's look at verse 17a. It says that God wants to strengthen us with power through His Spirit in your inner being so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may have strength to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and the length and the height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. See, Paul writes this passage to a church, a gathered group of people. And he says that part of God doing abundantly more is going to happen in the collective gathering. That God wants to do abundantly more in your life individually by intimately you pursuing God. But God wants to do that with us together. And so part of you seeing God do abundantly more is by committing to be in the gathering. You see, God's purpose and plans for your life aren't just individual, but are for the gathered saints together. the gathered saints together, that God has purposes and plans for Mosaic. And when you miss, we all miss. We all miss out on your gift and the thing that God's blessed you with and the depth of His riches and being rooted and grounded in love by you coming together. That the strength to comprehend what God is doing sometimes happens when we gather together. I love this. You see, God's purpose and plans for your life aren't just individual, but they are for the gathered saints together. God's desire to do abundantly more is tied to being rooted and grounded in love. And the strength to comprehend comes from us being together. You know, there are things that sometimes I just don't understand about God's word, or I don't understand what God is doing in my life. But even in this last year where I experienced lots of loss and tragedy, I'd come into this building, I'd come into this place, someone would put a hand on my shoulder, pray for me, and it was like God gave me the strength to comprehend because I came to the gathering. You know, God wants to do that in your life. You see, when you and I gather here on Sundays, it's significant. That's why we took time to record this sermon and this service so that you could enjoy this. I know you're gathered there in your house, but it's why we prioritize doing this, because God does something abundantly more when we lean into this together. You see, when we gather in public worship of God together with God's family, God is glorified. God is glorified, and we look more like Jesus. This is His bride. And so when we prioritize His gathering, God is glorified. Let me give you a question to think about. What would it look like for you to increase your investment in the gathering? What would it look like in 2024 for you to lean in just a little bit more to the gathering? You say, I'm already here. I'm already here on Sundays. Well, maybe you could sign up to serve. You could serve up in kids, or you could serve on the worship team, or you could serve in the lobby and greeting. You could serve in the youth ministry on Wednesday nights. You could serve in the sound booth in the back. I know they could use some help and they want some help. You could serve by pushing the button for the slides to go forward. You could serve by praying over the service before the service. You could serve by being in the prayer room, even maybe during the service, and praying over our time that God would save people. There are so many opportunities during the gather time for you to increase your investment. I want to encourage you to consider that question. What would it look like for you to increase your investment in the gathering? You see, everything we gather for worship, we should come. Every time we gather, we should come with great expectancy to hear from God, to talk with God, and for God to respond. You see, God wants to do abundantly more. He wants to do abundantly more in 2024 through the God time and gather time. Number three, group time. By spending time consistently in community. Now, those verses we just read, I think, apply to Christian community as well, and apply to our small groups, apply to men's ministry, women's ministry. I believe that in 2024, some of you are going to get more rooted, more grounded, be strengthened more than you ever have just by leaning into community a little bit more. Just a little bit more. William Barclay says this. He says, it is significant to note that every one of the virtues and graces that we see throughout the New Testament that are to be true of His disciples has to do with personal relationships. You see, Christianity is community. Christianity is community. God calls us. He called His disciples to come follow Him together. And so we are to do the same. Disciples aren't made in a vacuum or in isolation, but they're formed in community. Your being rooted and grounded in God's love requires others. And a lot of times you're going to come here on Sunday morning and you're going to begin those relationships, but those relationships are going to flourish in community. They're going to flourish in small groups. They're going to flourish in discipleship groups. They're going to flourish in one-on-one relationships as you walk with God and you pray together, even throughout this month. I want to encourage every single person to find someone that you can begin to pray with. I know our women's ministry has a desire to have prayer partners throughout the month of January. I know our children's ministry is trying to have some opportunities where adults could pray with kids, and they're working on matching those people up, and we'll begin that next Sunday. I want to encourage you to see that as a valuable way that you can invest in community. We had all kinds of opportunities in this last calendar year. Did you take advantage of all of them? You see, Mosaic, you and I can only become all that God desires for us as we allow Him to live His life through us in loving relationships with one another. Paul's talking about being rooted and grounded and having the strength to comprehend what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge. And he throws in this little phrase, with all the saints, that this activity of growing in our relationship with God is meant to be done in community. So let me give you a question to think about. What would it look like for you to increase your investment in spending consistent time in community? This last year, one of the guys that's in my small group, Josiah, we get together. We're going to even get together on Saturday. We're recording this on Friday night. We're going to get together on Saturday and work out at my house before the snow starts coming. And it's been amazing to see what God has done in both of our lives just by spending intentional time with each other. Sometimes we pray. Sometimes we study God's word together. Sometimes we just lift weights and we sweat and we complain the whole time. Sometimes we'll go out and we'll go hunting together. But it's been amazing to see how God has built our friendship from just a, hey, how's it going, man, to, hey, I love you and I'm praying for you. What would God do through your investment in a relationship this coming year? I want to encourage you to lean into that. You see, we are created for community, fashioned for fellowship, and formed for family, and none of us can fulfill God's purposes by ourselves. I want to encourage you to lean into God time, group time, and gather time. God wants to do abundantly more. Lastly, as we wrap up this first message of 2024, God wants to do abundantly more through go time. God wants to do abundantly more through go time. Go time is about spending time going on mission. You say, okay, where is that in this text? Look at verse 20 and 21. This is going to be really the highlight verses for 2024. This whole passage is our rally cry, but these two verses are the highlight reel. It says, now to him who is able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask or think according to the power at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations forever and ever. Amen. You see, Paul ends this prayer by pointing us to God who is able to do far more abundantly than what we can ever think or imagine or vision for the future. As I think back to 2023, God did far abundantly more. We just kind of landed on this 5% life thing, and we're like, we're going to do it. We're going to put the logo up in the lobby, and that was even an adventure. And Tyson and Drew and Van had such a wonderful time with the vinyl cutter and had to throw it away at one point, but we got it up on the wall. And then we started to go throughout the year, and we had some go time events. Think about the things that we did throughout the year. The Youth Art Festival, the Backyard Bible Clubs, the Walking Mall events, the Arts Weekend, the Veterans Art Show, the Manchester trip, the Norfolk trip, and then the restroom trailer dropped on us, right? We got the restroom trailer, and we were able to serve so many people over the holidays. Even at New Year's Eve, over 300 cups of coffee, 13 gallons of coffee were passed out on the walking mall. And then they had a restroom trailer to use right there. And Pastor Van stood under the heater and had conversations with hundreds of people. It was amazing. My oldest son, Tyson, was back from college, and he even got to serve in go time. You see, God wants to do abundantly more in 2024. We have so many opportunities that you're going to hear about throughout the year, but God has given a mission. I love this prayer from Paul because here's what's interesting. Paul is praying for us. Paul's praying for us. He says, throughout all generations, that includes you and me, we were reached by people who were intimate with God, who gathered with God's people, who lived in community, and who were sent out on mission on go time. And God brought that mission to us. Maybe God's bringing that mission to you right where you're at in your living room. That God has brought the good news of the gospel to you right where you're at. You see, we exist here at Mosaic to help you surrender everything. To surrender everything. To live, love, and labor for the glory of Christ. And the 5% life is how you do that. The 5% life is how you surrender everything. By spending time intimately with God, by gathering with God's people, by living in community, and by going on mission. What would it look like for you this coming year to step out and serve in go time events? What would it look like for you to live on mission this year? You see, God wants to work through us so that other people can have Christ work in them. That's why we exist here at Mosaic. Maybe you're watching this online at a different time. We want to invite you to be a part of this fellowship, to be a part of this family who are living the 5% life, who are growing in their intimacy with God, who are gathering with God's people, who are living in community through group time, and who are going and serving people with the gospel. That's why we exist. We want to invite you to pray with us as we conclude this message. We're going to sing a song. We'll give a couple of announcements, and then you can go back to the chaos of your house.